Well, it's that time. I'm so glad to have Daniel on the phone from Interdependence Health Food in Sedona. I always learn so much. It's so important for us to stay well, and that includes all aspects of our health. But I know if we don't feel good in our body, I know this after many years, you don't feel good, you know, all of you suffers, your mind, your feelings, your emotions, everything. So it's so important to take care of our health. How are you doing, Daniel?
I'm doing pretty well today. How are you, Cindy?
I'm good. You know, today is Alzheimer's Awareness Day, and I was talking to someone here about from the Alzheimer's Association, and it's really astounding how many people will suffer from Alzheimer's and dementia. But we need to really be aware that our brain health is just as important as our body health, and you can really do a lot to keep yourself well, and mentally well as well. What are you gonna tell us about that?
Yeah, so today I want to talk about some supplements and potentially even some foods that can help us with our brain health and cognitive function. And there's really a lot that goes into this, a lot of different strategies that can be employed to keep our brains healthy, young, and of course, supplementation is not the only thing. It's not the only factor, but it definitely an area where, you know, a lot of people can notice improvements and maybe up the ante a little bit and just improving our overall health and the health of our brains and our cognitive function.
Oh, absolutely. I don't know if you watch TV, but I remember a few years ago they came out with this it's supplement that's made from not seaweed. It was from one of the plant-based things, or maybe it's even the one of the animals in the sea. And anyway, it was interesting. And now they've taken this huge TV campaign, and they say it can help your brain health. And they've literally tripled the price of this supplement. And I'm like, well, the commercials are really well done, and I guess they have to pay for the commercials. But I mean,
yeah.
It used to be like $25, and now it's like, if you go to the over-the-counter, it's like $70 here. So yeah, it's big business, right? It's big business. So are there things we can take that's cheaper than $70, Daniel?
Oh, sure. Yeah. The things that I'm going to mention today are much more affordable than that. And the first one that I want to talk about, which we mentioned in the mushrooms podcast, was lion's mane mushroom. So lion's mane is a specific mushroom known to be supportive for cognitive function and the brain and the nervous system. And there's some studies that have been occurring showing good results with people taking lion's mane on a consistent basis. It kind of has to work continually, and it's more of a long-term supplement. It's like you just take it once and you're good to go. Most of the studies are showing that with more continual supplementation with lion's mane mushroom, cognitive function and recall and memory can be improved. So a very promising supplement that can be taken, and you can use it in pill form. You know, you can get capsules, you can get powders to add to drinks or smoothies. And there's even the lion's mane coffee products that are pretty popular now as well.
Well, it's so interesting because I've been learning a lot about the value of mushrooms. And part of me would think, well, a mushroom's a mushroom, but obviously there's so many kinds of mushrooms, and lion's mane is different. So it is just particular to lion's mane, not just taking reishi or other kinds of mushrooms as well, but particularly lion's mane, huh?
Correct, yeah. So one of the really interesting things about the mushroom kingdom and the medicinal mushrooms specifically is that they're kind of focused in certain areas or tasks in the body. So lion's mane really is particularly beneficial for the nerves and the brain.
That's fascinating to me, and that's giving me incentive to take that. I mean, I think that's wonderful to know. That's a wonderful key. I mean, I have some, and I have to admit, I've missed a few days. Now that I know it, you have to take it on a long-term basis. I'll get back to that regimen because I have an incentive if it helps memory now. Thank you.
Sure. Yeah. And it's always good too with these things to notice how we feel when we take them. And, you know, everyone's going to do differently with them. Some people might get noticeably beneficial results. And then that's, I think that's like when you kind of know that something is good for you. And, you know, some people it might be more subtle or harder to notice. So it's always good to tune into anything beneficial that you notice. And obviously, too, then if there's some kind of side effect that feels undesirable, then, you know, that's maybe not the supplement for a person. But most people do really well with lion's mane, and it's a really, really good thing. The next one that I want to talk about, so this is more so an amino acid. And it's called acetyl L-carnitine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a form of amino acid that crosses the blood-brain barrier. So it's a form of L-carnitine that's a little bit different than the typical L-carnitine that can be taken more so for muscles and for like fat burning and stuff like that. So the acetyl L-carnitine version crosses the blood-brain barrier and is very good for protecting brain cells and being a potent antioxidant for the brain, as well as just increasing cognitive function. And it's one of those for me when I take acetyl L-carnitine, it's very noticeable. Like I can feel it. I can kind of feel my brain is turned on a little bit more. Maybe I'm thinking more quickly. So it's a fantastic supplement for anyone that has maybe, you know, a lot of work to do. It can help with just focusing and getting work done. Or if you have like a, you know, demanding job, acetyl L-carnitine can be a fantastic option for helping us kind of power through and give us some brain power.
Now, I've heard of that before, but I don't know. Do you know what it's made from or what it's created from?
Well, so this would be more so along the lines of like a nutraceutical, I would consider it. So mm-hmm. It's going to be created more so in like a laboratory type of setting it's going to be extracted and kind of produced and, you know, more so of like that.
Interesting.
Chemical extraction sort uh-huh. of way. I don't know the exact process, but yeah, I would consider acetyl L-carnitine a nutraceutical.
And would this also be taken daily?
You certainly can, yes. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of like the neuro doctors who are into supplementing will recommend acetyl L-carnitine for like memory and brain health. So it's a pretty popular one as far as nootropics go. And so that term I just threw out there, nootropics, that's like a broad term for things that help our cognitive function or supplements that we can take for the
uh-huh.
brain.
Uh-huh. I never heard of that. That's N-U, nootropics?
It's actually N-O-O-T-R-O-P-I-C-S.
Nootropics. Nootropics.
Yeah. So that's a term that's been gaining popularity in recent years because, you know, with everyone wanting to be more productive and on top of things and really able to perform well, nootropics have become a very popular thing.
Well, that's excellent to know. You know, I always feel like when I talk to you, Daniel, that I should be taking notes. So maybe you should send a cliff note on these things so we can post them because we usually put them up on a Podbean. I know you're going to actually start posting these shows on your site you're creating for the podcast. Where are you going to put yours up?
Absolutely. So it's already on Spotify. It's called Wellness Review.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's up on iTunes or the Apple Podcast. And I'm not sure what other platforms, but I know those two at this time.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, so what else can we do to help our brain function well?
Yeah, so another one I want to talk about, which is really big for me, this is one of my favorite things, and it's going to sound like, oh, wow, how could you really enjoy that? But fish oil. So mm-hmm. for me, fish oil is one of my go-tos and like must-haves as far as supplements go. And I really notice it when I take it, especially if I have a high-quality brand. I really like the Wiley's Finest, which specifically their Peak EPA is really one of my favorites. And fish oil contains essential fatty acids, namely EPA and DHA, which we can't produce on our own. So basically, we have to obtain them from external sources. So EPA and DHA, you know, they have to be consumed. We're not able to make them whatsoever in our body.
Well, I'm a vegetarian, and I do not take fish, so I can't take fish oil. I have heard there's a couple of other takeoffs on fish oil that are available, but I don't know if it'd work the same way, of course.
Well, it can, and that's been a really promising thing in the recent years, too, is I've seen more high-quality options for the algae-based omegas. We carry a brand called Iwi, which is I-W-I-I, and they make a really good option for an algae-based omega-3 that does contain EPA and DHA. So for any vegan or vegetarian who's, you know, maybe not getting that from their diet, I would highly recommend supplementing with something like that.
That's called again. What is it called?
So that's the brand is Iwi, I-W-I-I, and they have a variety of products, but any one of their just algae-based omegas, which is kind of what they specialize in, would be a great option. You know, something with both EPA and DHA.
I need to get that. I need to get that. Yeah, because I know I've heard so many important things that come from fish oil. And, of course, I do not take that, but I've heard amazing things that happen. If this can be a version of that that's vegetarian, I think that's wonderful.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would highly recommend it.
Oh, I'm going to have to try that. You're going to have to send me some on that. That sounds like something to add definitely to my diet. Okay, you've been giving us great tips. Anything more?
Yeah, so this is another oil or a fat that is really beneficial from the brain, and this one is MCT oil. And MCT stands for medium chain triglycerides. And usually they're derived, the MCT products that you'll find are derived from either coconut or palm oils. But a lot of times, you know, they could be a blend or one of the two. And MCT oil is fantastic for the brain. So, and you know, that's a vegan vegetarian source of oils. So more open for everyone. And it'll give different types of fats than fish oil. So, you know, I think, to be honest, they're both really good to include.
Do you take it as an oil or do you take it as a supplement? How do you take that?
Well, a lot of people started doing it, mixing it in, like, coffee or making, like, the quote-unquote bulletproof coffee. So that's how MCT oil got really popular, is people were blending it with their coffee and some butter. The options are pretty endless with MCT oil. I mean, you could just take a spoonful. You could certainly mix it in a smoothie or any kind of beverage. You could add it to oatmeal. I think that's one of my most favorite ways to take it, is to add it to something like oatmeal that has fiber in it. And that way I'm kind of getting a more like complete meal when I'm consuming it, instead of just, you know, oil in my coffee or something like that.
So you take how much, like a tablespoon, or how does it get served?
A tablespoon would be like a normal kind of, you know, good, sufficient dose. You can certainly start smaller than that. Most of them will recommend building up, maybe starting with a teaspoon and then working your way up to a tablespoon. With some MCT oils and some people, there can be like bowel movement from if you consume too much at first. So that's why they recommend to, you know, start small. But yeah, it's typically, I would say the dosage would be between about a teaspoon and a tablespoon at a time.
And it comes as a jar of oil? Is that what it comes as?
It can come in like a bottle of oil, you know, with a flip cap or a twist-off cap, generally, and you just pour some out. There are also capsules of it, which I would say is a less popular way to take it, because if you're doing capsules of MCT oil, you know, you're not going to get as much from a dosage like that. And, and typically, you know, like we said, it's like up to a tablespoon. So, it's typically just in a bottle. You know, pour it out and consume it.
And that MCT oil, it's a combination of palm oil and coconut oil, or is it one or the other?
It can be all of the above. Generally, when I've seen it, it's either from coconut alone or from a blend of coconut and or palm. You'll see it'll say, like, derived from coconut and or palm. And it's basically, it's almost like an isolated part of the oils. So you're only getting a specific fatty acid or medium chain triglyceride profile from those fats, like from coconut oil. So it's almost like it's like an extraction where they basically spin the oils and then they take out a specific portion of it or a part of it. And those are the parts that are really more easily metabolized and quickly metabolized and then really good for the brain.
It's another one. Now, I've certainly heard about the value of coconut oil and drinking coconut juice. There's a lot of coconuts on Maui. Hawaii, yeah. We got lots of coconuts, but I have never heard of this before, and I think that's another one that sounds really interesting. I've never heard about that, MC.
Oh, good. Well, I'm happy to share and introduce it. Coconut oil alone is great, and even just, eating coconut or drinking coconut water, those are all fantastic, too. So the MCT oil, it's almost like a supercharged version of the coconut oil for the brain.
I think that's wonderful. My gosh, these are great tips. And now we have about 3 or 4 minutes. Anything else that you could recommend?
Well, there are a few, of course. So I'll go into, choline and phosphatidylcholine. That's one that's really good for the brain, and specifically will increase choline in the brain or acetylcholine in the brain, which is like the memory neurotransmitter. So if we take choline, we can often feel kind of similar to with the acetyl L-carnitine, like just more on it, the brain turns on more, maybe a little more fast, you know, quick thinking, troubleshooting, problem solving, stuff like that. And, you know, some food sources that contain choline, one of the biggest is actually eggs. So
I would never have known that. I've never heard that before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so specifically the yolks of eggs contain a very considerable amount of choline. So, you know, I think that's part of the reason why eggs are pretty good for people. I mean, they have a lot of nutrition in general, but that's definitely part of it. Part of the nutrition of eggs is that hefty dosage of choline. So they're really good for the brain. But, you know, if you don't eat eggs or if you don't eat eggs all the time and you're looking to really improve cognitive function, you can buy choline as a supplement, and it comes in a few different forms. Also, if you ever see lecithin, lecithin contains choline. So that's another way that you can take or consume choline is by consuming lecithin.
Can people get these wonderful supplements through Interdependence Health Food Store?
Absolutely, yeah. So we have everything that we've covered so far today. Some of these things, we have multiple forms and brands of it. But, yeah, definitely.
Okay, I'm going to need a care package.
definitely
want to be able to maintain my memory and my mental health. It's so important.
Yeah.
I just want to also say they have proven that exercise, walking, if you can just walk a little every day, that exercise is also very, very, very helpful on maintaining your mental and health and awareness and of course reducing stress as well.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Many different factors. We could talk about so much more here. So,
well, we'll do a part two. We'll do a part two. I was talking to someone from the Alzheimer's Association. She told me something I never had heard before, that the heart health also is related to the brain health because the heart pumps oxygen. And when the brain doesn't get enough oxygen, it goes under stress and strain as well. So your heart health is very much to be considered in maintaining good mental health as well. I'd never heard that before.
Oh, that makes so much sense to me. Yeah, I feel like the interconnectedness of the body, it's important to keep that in mind too. It's like, you know, not one part of the body is isolated from the rest of it. It's the whole system.
Well, and in fact, I told her what you had told me about how important your good gut health is to the heart as well. So, yes, there goes the interconnectedness again, which kind of ties in with interdependence health food stories. So I thank you so much, Daniel. People can check this out. We'll, of course, air it on KUOS. Air it on Saturday mornings in Arizona and Sedona there at 10 o'clock in the morning, but it also streams worldwide on KUOSFM.com, but also on the podcast. And it's good to hear that you've got the wellness review up posted now as well, so people can learn about that. But they can also call you or, you know, go to the website and check it out. And you're a wealth of information. I appreciate all this information you provided, Daniel.
Oh, you're so welcome, Cindy. Yeah, this has been a great chat today, and I'm glad that that our talk it lined up with the National Alzheimer's Day, so that was kind of serendipitous.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you, and stay healthy.
You too. Thank you so much.
Okay, aloha.